Well, did you miss us? We're back. Cast Network, a 93-minute delay, give or take probably a few minutes out of the estimated guess I just gave you, but we're back here after the lightning delay that we had. We are 8 minutes played of the first half between the Maroons of the University of Chicago and the Knights from Calvin College. Ryan Fay with you on the broadcast. Now joined by Eric Willowhite, who I can now say will put on the headset and talk, and no delay will occur.
Yes, I am actually in the broadcast booth right now, so I was right when we went to delay, so I just want to vouch that I was here, but well, it should be fun. Let's play this game.
Yeah, let's get back to where we were. Again, we played 8 minutes of the first half before the lightning delay had occurred.
All right.
Two goals from the Maroons side. Max Lopez got the second goal for the Maroons, and the first one came from Dio Adeosun, who had an absolute bullet into the back of the net for the first goal. And the Maroons scored those two goals in a matter of just a few minutes to start the first half. As we will get back to action here, there will be 37 minutes exactly to play to remain in this first half. And that is where we will kick things off from. So I guess it's the second kickoff to our first half, so to speak, for lack of a better term. The Knights out there in their black uniforms with the gray trim, white numbers, and the Maroons in their all-white uniforms with the maroon color trim and the maroon numbers to correlate. The Maroons will be going right to left here for this first half, just like you saw if you were tuning in for the first part of our first half broadcast, and the Knights will be going left to right here for this first half as well.
First half part two.
First half, the sequel.
Right.
Let's hope this one lasts a little longer. We can go to halftime and no other weather delays stop us from continuing to play soccer. We have another match after this one tonight. So
yes.
I hope everybody did not take a sleeping pill yet because, well, you're going to be up for a little while. We get play back underway, I believe, as everybody seemed to be scrambling around for just a moment. Everybody ran out for no reason. It looks like so we're going to have a goal kick to start this one. So it won't be like usual, you know, midfield circle possession to start. It's going to be a goal kick off the side of the Maroons. Again, the starting goalkeeper for the Maroons is Hill Bonin, number one in the green jersey. He boots it right to left, and we are finally underway after a 90-plus minute lightning delay. Maroons take possession, going right to left, get into the defensive half of the Knights on the far right side. Deflects around a little bit, goes to Andre Abedian, playing now to the left side off that pass. They play it to the near line as this one finds Isaiah Holquist. Holquist then will give that one back there to Carter Romero. As again mentioned earlier, Carter Romero's family surprised him today by coming out to this game here tonight. They flew in from Austin, Texas, got to meet his dad, his mom, and his younger sister. Very nice to come up here and chat with us for a few minutes. Although I think they would prefer the Texas heat than the Chicago winter as we get a whistle and a foul.
Fine Chicago weather. But they knew that when they signed up.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and they flew in, actually, from what we were told beforehand. They flew in about a couple hours before the game had started, so they had to make the trek from O'Hare down here to Stagg Field. So they were a little bit on a time crunch.
I know that crunch.
We all do. As the kick here coming in from the left side of the 18, that one deflects away, and the Knights are able to clear back out. And on that kick there for the Maroons on that set piece was Adeosun, who again had the first goal for the Maroons here tonight as the fans now start to come on back in as well. As everybody had everybody out of the pool, as they once said. Although they may be sitting in a pool of water in the bleachers, but they can just wipe that off. A little paper towel will never hurt nobody. Thankfully, my seat's dry here in the press box in case anybody's wondering.
Well, and you and I had a chance to take a look at the radar, so the heavy stuff has passed, although there will still be some periods of light rain that are going to take place throughout the afternoon or evening.
I feel like you had a Billy Madison quote ready to go from me. I don't think the hard stuff's coming till later.
that would be Caddyshack.
Caddyshack, excuse me. I don't know why I said Billy Madison.
I don't know.
Oh, it's the delay that got to me. We're still trying to refresh the batteries. Meanwhile, here comes a possession opportunity to the right side for the Knights. Trying to chase that one down there was number nine and Jacob Witt. Clears it out to the near left side defensively. All the Maroons goes out of play. Maroons now have a throw-in. 34-34 to play here in this first half. 2-0 Maroons with the lead.
So both teams trying to get reacclimated here to the pace of play. Obviously, the Maroons came out firing with two goals in the early 8 minutes there. So we'll see how the Knights respond.
Knights with better possession here to start off this sequel of our first half start, technically, even though with this second start there's been two goals for the Maroons. Cancel out play there from Adeosun. Although it goes back to the Knights side and Derek Williams. Williams plays it now, centers it back over. And Adeosun keeps possession with it for the Maroons to flex back into the defensive half of the Knights. Chasing this one back down is Trent Vector, the 6'2 defensive junior from Hudsonville, Michigan. Possession now left side in the defensive half of the Maroons for the Knights. Getting around a couple of defenders nicely and now backtracks as this one goes back over to Vector. Right side pass off the cross field pass. Maroons will have the one cleared back out. Back towards midfield it goes. Stopping that one from going back any farther was Francisco J. Nola, the 6-foot senior defenseman from East Lansing, Michigan. And cleared up along the near left side again by the Maroons defense. Coming out to put a stop to this one is the goalkeeper for the Knights, Nate Van Rijm. There's allowed two goals so far in this first half. About 12 minutes now played of this first half is coming up the other way, and it's Jacob Witt trying to get inside the 18, gets to the right side, and a cancel out there by the Maroons defense, and a throw-in coming for the Knights.
Yeah, good job to keep the pressure off Bonin there by the Maroons defense, something they've done all season long.
It'll be a throw-in from the near right corner, as on that throw-in was Derek Williams. It's going to come back to him off the deflection. This one, he's going to go out. And went behind the line, and or I should say the offsides flag went up, excuse me. So the kick now upcoming for the Maroons, and he'll bone it. 32-25 and counting to play here in this first half. 2-0 Maroons here on the Maroons Broadcast Network.
And the wind isn't as much of a factor, at least right now.
And the wind was a bit gusty at times for the women's matches that we had earlier today. And I also felt a lot colder outside, too. Now I feel comfortable in here. So the kick right to left, settled there over to Lopez. He boots it along the far right side now as he there looks for Matthew Coe. Coe and Lopez, that's been quite the duo for the Maroons all season long. They're going to look ahead for Lopez again, and this one sliding out to make the stop there, Nate Van Rijm.
Yeah, you said it. Coe and Lopez, a deadly combination for the Maroons all season long. Coe with the two goals last week to get the Maroons to advance to the next round.
High boot there left to right from Nate Van Rijm with his left foot. Skips past midfield. Maroons have possession right near the midfield circle. They'll backtrack it to their center back of the defense. And Knights will take possession of in the defensive half of the Maroons. They backtrack it over to Derek Williams. Williams along the near right side. We'll give that off to his teammate Jacob Lyon. Lyon now cross field pass to the left. As that bit of a skip pass. Going to be interesting how the ball also bounces on the turf with all the rain that has taken place here so far this evening.
It'll definitely be slow, and especially in the areas where the water has pooled up.
And it could also just take some slick, weird deflections and bounces as well. As the Maroons have possession back, Holquist goes up with it for a moment. Now play to the right side and out of the outstretched attempt there for Stacy Ryman, number 19, the 6'1 senior from Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Knights off the throne right near midfield on the far side. It looks like the rain has let up again, if only it stays that way, because we've seen it in sequences where it stops raining for a few minutes and all of a sudden a major downpour falls. As this pass to the right goes out to the Maroons bench, and the said Maroons will have the throw-in. It'll be Holquist on this throw-in right in front of his bench. Still have a half hour now to play and counting in this first half. 2-0 Maroons. Alongside Eric Willowhite, Ryan Fahey with you here on the Maroons Broadcast Network, powered by the Illinois Media School. Thank you for being patient with us during that rain delay, and the lightning delay, rather, as we have playback underway for this Division III men's soccer sectional action.
A lot of play right now, for the most part, between the boxes, so not much happening in the attack zones, at least in the early going here in the sequel of the first half.
As the Knights That possession to the far right side, cross into the box, and a good clear there from Holquist. That one went right into his wheelhouse, and, you know, with that 90-plus minute delay that we had, Eric, you know, we're not seeing these teams come out sluggish either, because, of course, they had the few minutes of warm-up beforehand once we got the all-clear signal, but not seeing any sluggish play from either side, you know, offensively or defensively, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, when you've advanced this far into the playoff rounds, you're ready to play. It's obviously they were probably all amped up waiting for the rain delay to end, so doing the things they need to do.
And here comes an opportunity here. Didn't mean to cut you off, but a good chance there from Jacob Witt, who had it coming out of his end there was Bonin, as this one goes out to the near right side and a throw-in for the Knights, but a one of the best chances we've seen from the Knights so far in this first half. There's the throw-in there from Williams. It's going to go deflected back to him, and a header there goes over to Adeosun, who then clears it along right to left. He's got a guy downfield. There's also two jerseys in black, but in the end, it's Cole winning that battle for a moment. Matthew Cole along the right side. He's going to take a shot at Owen. He just missed the far post wide to his left.
What persistence by Cole. He stuck with that, and I thought it was going to be out of range and not have enough for a shot there, but he still managed to get that off, and it rolled wide.
Nate Van Ryan did have to make the dive on it to his right to try to make the play on it regardless. Just out of his outstretched reach for the goalkeeper as this one deflects off the Maroons and out for an Eagle, or I should say, excuse me, a Knights throw-in. And again, we're seeing some quality chances from Coe and Lopez, who had the second goal for the Maroons pre-lightning delay. As Knights now have it on the right side. Get it through a couple of Maroon bodies. They try to play it up as this one skips over the tables in front of us here, and it'll be a Knights throw-in.
Some of the fans disagreeing with that call. That wouldn't be the first time fans disagreed with the call. So. News flash here.
Well, and Dan here to our right can attest to some of the non-calls that may have not been called or were called from the games that we had earlier today with the women's Sweet 16 games that we had covered here on the Maroons Network. Some very salty fans, we'll say. Whether they were right or wrong, they were very hostile in the cold weather. So the weather didn't affect the fans, and obviously didn't affect the crowd coming back here either. They stuck through the delay like the rest of us. So good to see everybody still filing on in as this free kick goes inside of the edge of the 18, and Maroons are able to clear it out to Odeosun. Then it was Cole looking back for Odeosun, who tried to center himself forward, but Cole went to his left with it, and nobody was home. Now Knights try to get possession back. And trying to do a spin-a-rooney with his left foot there was Carter Romero.
Yeah, that one wasn't easy to keep inbounds. He tried, though.
Yeah, was that
intercepted?
Did Max Lopez just try to intercept the throw-in attempt?
Well, he thinks it's his, so.
Yeah. He just put his arm up in the air saying, thought it was his. Although he wasn't laughing about that, though.
No.
Everybody else was, except for number 9 in white.
You do it until you're told you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah, which is what he did. So now Knights, the left side of their defense, now have possession in their own half. Up ahead, past midfield it goes. A little give-and-go action by the Knights. They may not have the numbers, but they're trying to build an attack right here. And the Maroons' defense, though.
Yeah, they're quickly collapsing in on them, not allowing the Knights much to work with here in the zone.
And this shot there goes through the uprights of the field goal post. It'd be a football 3 points, but a football none. See what I did there?
Football, yes.
Yeah, see how to make the correlation and the difference made. It's going to be a late night, folks.
Yes.
It'll be
literally, we'll be here all
Yes. Bonin on this goal kick from the edge of the six. As we now have 25 minutes to play and counting here to go in this first half. 2-0 Maroons with the lead. As it'll be another Knights throw-in. Or I should say a foul, rather. Foul had occurred while the kick was in the air. So the set piece coming up here for the Knights on to take the kick originally was Francisco J. Noah, but instead it'll be Trent Vector to take this kick from the near right side. The left foot Boots it into the box, looking for a lucky header, but instead he finds a Maroons header instead. And the Maroons clear it out, but we get a whistle and a foul that goes against the Knights. So taking this kick once again will be Bonin. Now Bonin, the 5'8 senior goalkeeper from Lone Tree, Colorado. Here he comes on that said kick. Boots it right to left past the midfield circle and back into the defensive half of the Knights it went. Now along the right side for possession are the Knights, but more white jerseys in the vicinity of the ball come away with it. Andre Abedian took possession of it away for the Knights. Or I should say the Maroons, rather. Pass along the right side now as that one's going to find Coe. Coe going to his left with it, and I think he wanted to play up ahead there. It looked like he wanted to find Lopez, but wasn't able to get the pass off in time. Play along the right side to Adeosun. That one goes over the far line out of play, and it'll be a Knights throw-in.
Not much doing for the Maroons either. As talked about before, a lot of the plays in between the boxes at the moment.
Possession at midfield for the Maroons. Lopez tried to get possession of it. Now the Maroons have possession left side in their own defensive half. As they try to go right to left. Keeping that in play for the Knights there was Jacob Witt. Witty on that one, as this one will go back to the goalkeeper for the Maroons and Bonin.
That's probably the best opportunity for the Knights here of most recent note. But then that pass just beyond the charging player, and Bonin easily able to haul that one in.
All right, it's left on the high kick there from Hill Bonin. Adelson backtracked that pass, but nobody home on his squad to receive it. Pass up ahead, left side. One almost actually snaked through, but a good diving stop there with the left leg was Nico Capitasto, who made the great defensive stop there to stop that attack from happening. As the Knights have found some better offensive possessions here in this post-lightning delay first half. As this one goes out to the far side and the Maroons will have the throw-in. Yeah. Take the few steps back and throw-in up comes. On the far right side of the Maroons' defense. As this one out of play, and this now will be a Knights throw-in. So as you mentioned, Eric, a lot of play in between the boxes. Post-lightning delay here at Stagg Field. And left side play for the Knights, stopped by the Maroons defense yet again.
And again, it's a testament to the defense not allowing much space once they get down into zone territory.
And this one, that's going to be a foul on the Maroons, and putting his arms up in the air was Capitasto, who did not agree with the call per se. Kyle Trimple is your head official. Assistant officials James Friel, Nikola Stancevic, and Tim Suri.
Siri?
Suri.
Oh.
Nice try.
Okay.
Kick there on the set piece. This one's going to take a one hop and right on in for Bonin to make the stop. Approaching the 20-minute mark to play here in this first half. Still 2-0 Maroons. Glad you're with us for NCAA Division III Men's Soccer Sectionals here hosted by the University of Chicago. Have more action tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for the winner of this sectional between the Maroons and the Knights. And our second game after this one concludes will be Mary Hardin Baylor and the Crew taking on Emory University. That's the second match we'll have for you later on tonight. Or twilight, if we are to have any more delays. But let's just hope that doesn't happen. As we want to get all this soccer in before you have to see something on your clock that says AM. So we had a foul As I was mentioning, the quick programming note, and it'll be a...
Looks like we might have an injured player on the side there.
It looks like it, and we'll try to see from this, from the far side, it'll be a set piece upcoming off the foul against the Knights. So on the far right side for the Maroons, they set up on the edge of the 18. Kick goes on in. Players collapse to the box. And that one right there in the wheelhouse of Nate Van Rijn for the save. Van Rijn lets traffic clear out and throws it to his left side. First team to have possession. Over at midfield, it was Williams. Or I should say rather Dylan Weldy. Weldy, the 5'11 sophomore midfielder from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Proud of Grand Rapids Christian High School. As chasing back to keep possession there were the Maroons at midfield. And up ahead with this one now for the Knights was McCaw. He's taken down on the play and a foul against the Maroons. So another set piece upcoming for the Knights.
And Knights are getting some opportunities here with the free kicks.
And taking this set piece now for the Knights on this kick is number 12 and Hunter Olson, the 5'10 sophomore from Canton, Michigan. I'm just in about 30 yards. This shot goes on in, and that one right there for Bonin to make the save. So we're seeing here, as you mentioned, some decent opportunities for the Knights here as we get into the second part of this first half. Still have 18 minutes to play of this first half with the Maroons leading 2-0. Adelson now along the left. Oh, he lost possession there, and a throw in now for the Knights in front of their own bench. Got to wonder with the slick ball, would that be a factor possibly, Eric?
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, for the first 8 minutes that you saw and the pace that...
And a high kick from Adelson. Is that one actually almost went on to 55th Street over there?
Yeah, hit the backstop.
My car is actually over in that vicinity too, so I got to be careful. That ball went out. That could have been a problem. I wonder if the football staff of the Maroons may have been watching that kick from Adelson.
That's right.
Sounded like a practice deal. As this one across and just missed there behind. Ball deflects still up in the air for Adelson. Now he has it. And now it's Coe instead, and a stop there, and a jump diving save to recover that one was Nate Van Rijn once again.
Yeah, he had to earn that one, Ryan.
That one did not come easy, as that could have easily been the third goal for the Maroons here in this first half.
So let's see if the Maroons are able to build off that. Again, they haven't had a whole lot of zone time down there right now. That's probably one of their better opportunities in a while. Let's see if they can build off that.
Knights now possess it on the right side in the defensive half of the Maroons. Backtracking that pass there was Jacob Witte. And this one up ahead, they were looking for Coe, that being Carter Romero, the 5'10 freshman from Austin, Texas. Knights, meanwhile, back past midfield with it, left to right. 16 minutes to play here in the first half. Knights again. Play back to the left side defensively, right near midfield. Hot pass up ahead to the right side, and that's going to successfully find Jacob Witte. Centers himself back with his left foot. And he gave that one back to Olson, but Olson lost possession. Maroons will get it back. And now it's Olson again trying to regain possession for the Knights. Header there. Maroon player goes down. We continue to play on. Battle for full possession. This one cleared out by the Maroons towards midfield. And trying to lay it kind of with his back there was Lopez to kind of leave that extra message saying, you know, don't play lackadaisical with me being on the field. That one under Jacob Lyon, left side now. As that one's going to find Mitch Stark, I believe, if I can see from that far of distance. And the shot in, and that one hits off the left arm, and eventually we're able to recover with a nice deflection in his favor was Hill Bonin.
So Knights continuing to press here. I like what they did on that sequence before. They took their time to set up to feed the ball on the inside, and even though the Maroons were able to clear, the Knights were able to recover, regain possession, and then get a shot attempt off there. So showing a little patience to set up their play has worked to their advantage here, at least in these most recent sequences.
Lost possession at midfield and an opportunity now for Romero. As that one's going to be immediately recovered right there by Holquist. Holquist trying to protect it on his right side, the ball. But too many black jerseys in the way to keep that from continuing. Play now to the far left side at midfield. 14 minutes to play. And along the right side, offensively for the Maroons, they lose it though to the Knights as they center it back. As this goes to Francisco J. Nola. Nola now over to his left. Knights will clear it up ahead. Can we also maybe see, Eric, how slick that ball is when, you know, we've seen receive attempts come in from the players on either side to see how much of it is slick off there. As you kind of see a kind of a funny bounce off that pass attempt up ahead. And keeping that one in play was Romero. Set up attempt there. And it's going to be a save made from Nate Van Rijn. But what a setup there from Carter Romero.
Yeah, beautiful play from the corner there. And an equally nice save. He had to come out and play that one. But you're right. That's a good observation there, Ryan. Not only is it the turf conditions that you're worried about, but it's the ball and the slickness there, being able to receive it and then turn around and do something with that.
Yeah, because you're seeing how quick, you know, with some of the players wearing, like, knee guards and all that. And, you know, of course, they're still wearing their shorts. They're not wearing, you know, like the thermal pants underneath to try to stay warm or anything with these cold temperatures. So,
well, you are.
Well, I am, yeah. Yes, but I'm in the press box, so there's a difference. But point being, you know, you're seeing it come off the skin there with, you know, the skin being wet from out being on the wet field and it possibly still raining and all that, how slick it's going to be. Precipitation, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you, Nate. I said about 20 words looking for only one.
No, it's just prerogative.
My point still stands. Yeah. Throw in there for the Knights along the far left side. A missed header. Maroons will get possession back. Along the right side, pass up ahead looking for Romero. And the offsides flag did in fact go up on the far side of the field on number 27 in white. 12 minutes now to play, still 2-0 Maroons. Seeing pace of play increase as well as this first half continues to wind down. We didn't get the full effect of that to see at the beginning until the kind of right when the second goal happened and then the lightning delay had occurred. Kind of ruined the momentum both sides.
Right.
For tempo purposes, rather, as keeping possession on the right side is Dylan Weldy. And he lost that one to a sea of white jerseys and cleared back down by the Maroons. This one chasing it all the way back down is Francisco J. Nola. Now at midfield, keeping this one was Weldy.
Nice footwork there by Weldy.
As this one goes back to Noyola. Noyola again clears it up right side as he finds Weldy. Ball's been kind of a magnet on this side for the Knights the last few possessions. As having his back turned to this one coming up to him was Jacob Woody, and we're going to have a substitution now for each side. As Ian Adams comes on in, and number 12 for the Maroons in Josh Schofield checks in, while Romero comes out for the Maroons, and Mitch Stark out for the Knights. There is the throw in there from Holquist.
Ooh.
Right near us here as this one almost could have been a big opportunity for Max Lopez. As we approach the 10-minute mark to play here in this first half. Playing on the left side for the Knights. They try to center it in. Nobody in black jerseys around and a clear by the Maroons once again. That's kind of been the theme when you've seen some opportunities come in towards the box, Eric. Seal White has been able to clear it out.
Yeah, that's been a staple all season long, and no different here on tonight's game. Although you're to the Knights, you definitely want to get one on the board before you go into halftime, and they are looking to press the issue right now.
As this one goes out of play to the near right side, Knights will have the throw-in. Again, glad you're with us here on the Maroons Broadcast Network. Trying to center it as Weldy for that shot, attempted to flex to the right, and Bonin will make the stop. And we got the second of our doubleheader coming up later on tonight, as it'll be Mary Harden, Baylor, and the crew taking on Emory University in the second of our sectional doubleheader here at Stagg Field. As this one, possession taken back by the Knights, and a foul will be called. And that's going to go against the Maroons. And that one, the foul there on Scott Lick. Scott kind of went with an aggressive defensive approach there. As the Knights have the set piece here from about 42 out to the far left side. There's the kick, and bumped around there on the Knights side was McCaw. Cleared back out by the Maroons on the near left or near right side defensively for the Knights. 8:30 to play here in this first half. Knights control it left side past midfield. I'll backtrack a little bit to secure possession, but running that one off the body there were the Maroons once again. And this one could be an opportunity, and on sides, he was coming in right side. Oh, and that one just overshot, not by much, but through the uprights of the field goal post to one in a goal kick for the Knights. And that was Matt Coe almost delivering yet again.
Yeah, he's been on fire. I mean, he's had a great season to begin with, but he's just continued that here in the playoffs.
Now for the Knights on that possession there was Jacob Woody. Lost to the Maroons, and Odeosun once again with it. He had the first goal for the Maroons. A little back heel pass there. And falling down on the play there was number 12 in Josh Schofield. No call made. Substitutions now two for the Maroons. As Gary Zhao comes on in, along with number 21 in Bryce Millington.
And that last play there by Coe, that's an example of the quick strike capability of the Maroons. You know, they hadn't had a whole lot of zone time, but when they sniff an opportunity out, they are quick on the attack. And, you know, good opportunity for the Maroons to pad their lead there.
It'll be a throw-in for the Knights from Derek Williams. Noyola centers it back. Up with it is Vector. Left side now played for the Knights. And every time you try to see to make that first attempt going in towards the box, it's more times than not, Eric, it's been the Maroons able to thwart that attack attempt.
Right,
and not that
right
second
around.
Pass or deflection. So that way we're an offensive set piece isn't entirely set up then. As it goes back to Williams. Now Weldy. Weldy backtracks over to Williams, who...
That's where I think they had more patience when they're in midfield to set up a better opportunity as opposed to forcing it in. I think that's the approach that they need to take here.
As this one deflected out by the Maroons on the far side and out. And with under 6 minutes to play here in this first half, the Knights have the throw-in. Still 2-0 Maroons. Again, the women's soccer Maroons defeated the Wheaton College Thunder earlier today. And that's a long throwing in towards the box is deflected out by the Maroons again. A line drive shot there. Stayed low. Deflected out again. Second opportunity goes over the crossbar and out of play for a Bonin goal kick with 5:30 to play in the first half.
Well, Knights getting some opportunities. Not close enough to make it a quality scoring attempt.
Here's Bonin on the kick. Right to left. It went over the midfield line as
he timed it or he just elevated. I don't know which.
Left side now for the Knights. Playing out of the left side and getting a foot on that one there was Scott Lick. Scott Lick, we mentioned an aggressive defender at times for the Maroons. This one backtracks all the way over to Nate Van Ryn. And the Calvin Knights with the leading the nation in scoring all season long, and so far it's been a goose egg on the scoreboard in this first half, as that is a nice pass along the left side. It's going to stay in play. That stays over to Adams on the left side. But what a boot there from Williams. Centers it back. Left side now over for Vector. So we approach the four-minute mark to go, and a header there stopped by the Maroons and number 19 and Stacey Ryman. Left side play now, and a good sliding play there to get that one cleared out by Scott Lick. And Lick at it again with a poke out. Mentioned where Lick has always kind of been the one to take a gamble every so often defensively, and last couple times it's paid off as this high throwing goes over every head that was in the box, and this one cleared out along the left side. Adeoson trying to chase this one down, or rather Millington, excuse me. Millington centers it back as he was looking there for Gary Zhao, the 6'2 sophomore from Mason, Ohio. Meanwhile, the Knights try to get possession back, but can't. Cleared right back to the Maroons, and they do the same thing yet again. They clear it down past midfield.
And with only 3 minutes left in the half here. So when they go to half, because they only played about 8 minutes in that first part of the first half, Ryan, so it'll probably still seem like a normal transition to halftime, even though they were off the field for 93 minutes.
Or they were off the field for as long as matches usually would take.
Right. If it was halfway through the first half and then that delay happened, then it might seem a little odd, but
right.
eight minutes isn't much.
And trying to run that one up ahead there was Gary Zhao, but he kind of ran out of real estate there as that one was coming in hot. And that one did, in fact, go out to the near line. So the Maroons will have the throw-in. We approach the two-minute mark to go here in this first half. It'll be Holquist on the throw-in. Holquist gets it in. He'll get it right back. And he goes to the far right side. He's going to find Coe. Coe takes an extra second, goes to his right. Shot! And a stop there, and off to the right it goes. Nate Van Ryn with the left hand to make the stop. Corner kick upcoming for the Maroons.
Good play, though, by the Maroons to get that ball over to Coe.
So a corner kick in the far left corner for the Maroons to try to pad on to this 2-0 lead as we have 90 seconds to play. Header into the box. That one over the net, though, and out. And Van Ryn will have the goal kick. He'll set it on the edge of the six. And this one played up ahead left to right. Maroons again clear past midfield right to left. Williams. As that one went over to Whitty. Now Millington. As we have 1 minute now to go here in the first half. And Ryan telling his guys to go deep. I'll kick it to you. With the left foot. High booming kick. More hang time than a Chicago Bears punter would maybe have.
It's not setting the bar high.
Well, it's professional. I don't know. 35 seconds now to play. That one going back there. They were looking for Williams. Offsides flag did in fact go up. That is an interesting offsides call from that far back.
Right.
As the clock will continue to wind, as this boot left to right, that one courtesy there of Vector. So we have 10 seconds to go. The countdown begins. Maroons will clear it out once again to the far right side, and that will do it for this first half of play, with the Maroons still leading by the score of 2-0. So we are officially through the first half now, a little bit later than we would have expected, but in the end, one half is in the books, and we'll get you set for second half action, and when we come back from our halftime break, with the Maroons leading 2-0 here on the Maroons Broadcast Network.